Is GM food evil?
GM food is a hot topic. Some see it as a miracle new product. Others say it could be devastating for the planet.
Those in favour of GM food claim it saves lives. They point to the success of golden rice, a type of genetically engineered rice with beta-carotene, a precursor of vitamin A in the edible parts of it. Vitamin A deficiency is estimated to kill 670,000 children under the age of 5 each year. Scientists believe that golden rice could save these children, as well as preventing another 350,000 from going blind.
GM food is also beneficial for farmers. GM crops can be engineered to stay fresher for longer, extending their shelf life in the supermarket. They're also pest and disease resistant, so they're stronger. On top of that, they're immune to certain pesticides. So, farmers can spray a field to destroy the weeds without harming the GM crops. This cuts down on the amount farmers have to spend on chemicals and also reduces labour costs, as farmers don't need to hire people to remove weeds. Using fewer pesticides will also help protect the soil, so the theory goes.
However, there are quite a few arguments against GM food. The biggest concern is that there hasn't been enough testing. In many cases, governments rely on tests carried out by the same companies that are producing GM crops. And the results of the few independent tests that have been conducted are hardly reassuring. In one European study, rats that were fed GM corn developed tumours and suffered from organ damage.
There are also concerns about the pesticides used on GM crops. Clinical trials have found that glyphosate, a common herbicide ingredient used to grow GMO plants, causes human breast cancer cells to grow. And given that some GM foods are modified using bacteria and viruses, there are also fears that new diseases could emerge.
Some scientists fear that GM products are contributing to an increase in food allergies. During genetic modification, proteins are added to the plant. According to Brown University, this could cause allergic reactions in humans, as some of the genes used in GM technology might be taken from a food that causes allergies. On top of that, new allergens could be produced when genes are mixed across different species.
GM foods could also make antibiotics less effective. Some engineered crops have antibiotic features added to them, so they're resistant to certain diseases and viruses. However, making plants resistant to bacteria can cause the bacteria to become stronger and harder to kill. And according to Iowa State University, when humans eat these crops, the antibiotics present in them could make actual antibiotic medication less effective.
Finally, there are fears that agrochemical companies will one day dominate the world food supply. Seeds, which were once a common resource, have now become the intellectual property of large multinationals. For example, large agrochemical businesses have taken over the cottonseed market in India, where 90 to 95% of all cotton is now genetically modified. Farmers are forced to buy expensive, patented seeds and use specially designed and costly pesticides on their crops. This has led to indebtedness and over 250,000 farmer suicides since 1997.
For many, the genie has been let out of the bottle, and it's going to be very difficult to put it back. And worse, the biotech industry seems to be gambling with our health for its own profit.